This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
Monster Detective.
Monster Detective.
You got yourself a monster problem?
Yeah.
I got a solution to your mystery.
Yeah, what is it?
Monster Detective.
It's not a mystery. I mean, it's just a problem.
The mystery of the monster.
Well, okay. So that's the problem. That's not the kind of problem I have. Well, I have a different kind of monster mystery.
The monster's got a problem. The monster's got a qualm.
Right.
So he goes in your bedroom where you're sleeping at night, scared and spooked you.
Yeah, that's what monsters do. It's not a big deal.
So he goes and he finds out what the monster's issue is, and he solves it because he's a detective. He just solves the mystery. Sherlock Holmes, but with Sully and Mike.
I was just gonna say, is this a Monsters Inc. kind of situation? Are they nice monsters? Because my first thought was like, you know, a mummy or something.
That could be
a night mummy, and you don't want a night
all sorts mummy. Of all sorts of mysteries of the monster.
Yeah, I didn't consider that it could be a mystery. I just have a regular monster problem. Like I know what the monster's up to. I know what he's trying to do.
Yeah, he does that.
He's
that
doing
too.
Monster shit, you know.
Yeah,
shitting in my tub.
Yep.
At night.
Got that. Or it could just be
tracking dirt into my house.
A guy or a person who's just really big and muscular. Monster.
That
detective.
Guy's a fucking monster.
He's a monster, dude.
Or the Green Monster Detective.
That could be too.
Kind of trying to find all the bodies buried underneath the fucking monster.
Yeah,
in
Charlestown in the river.
Yeah, oh yeah.
in the Charles.
That's how they ended up down there.
Yeah.
They fell through the Green Monster.
They fell victim to the Green Monster.
Uh-huh. They got ate up, spit out.
Into the Charles.
Into the fucking Charles. A friend of ours definitely did get really drunk one time and jump into the Charles River. And swim around for a while.
That's gross.
And yeah.
That took a year off their life, at least.
Yep.
Probably 10.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
I've got a monster magnet under my house.
Yeah.
So.
Is it useful?
Not for me.
No.
No. I didn't put it there.
Oh.
But I'm saying I do need a monster detective to take him in, to book these monsters. So maybe I could work in cahoots with this guy, with the monster police department. And
the monsters division.
Yeah, and I'll get bounties. I'll be a bounty hunter of monsters.
I like that idea. I think it's good.
Undead or alive, RIPD. You know,
We do a regular monster. We do blue monster. We do green monster. We do mummy.
Slimy monster. Hairy monster.
Exactly.
Wet monster. Dry monster.
Big monster. Small monster.
Oh yeah. There's all kinds of monsters and
soup monster.
That's a new one for me.
Soup.
I hadn't heard about soup.
Yeah, he hides in your soup.
Oh,
yeah, okay. Real small.
That's scary.
He got big teeth, though. Little boy, big teeth.
Little boy, big teeth. Not sharp. They're just big buck teeth.
Yeah, but they'll chomp on you.
Yeah, but at least they're not a Dracula, so.
That's fair.
Welcome to the Cool Parents Podcast, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We got a piss a show for you today.
Oh, yeah.
Big piss show. I wanted to talk a little bit of shit for a sec, real quick. Talk some freaking shit about mints.
Okay.
You buy a mint at the store, the checkout, and they often, and gum too, they often have like two different openings to access the mints.
One and many.
I want to put an end to this. I want legislation to stop this. Why? Because it's unnecessary. Nobody, you show me one person who uses the one to get any amount out,
yeah,
even if it's just one, and I'll show you a psychopath.
Fair. I think that's fair.
Because who the fuck? Everybody's going to open up the big side.
Big.
The big hole. Because then you can put two fingers in to pinch out a pinch to pick one up.
Yeah, one hole is fine.
Yeah, one big hole.
One big hole.
That's my, I'm running on that
platform
for mayor.
One big hole.
One big hole.
Curtis Charles, one big hole.
They're all going to be chanting it at my rallies. One big hole.
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 Yeah. I'm gonna get you at my rally.
I'd like to be there.
And another issue I have with that is don't tell me how to consume your product. Don't tell me how to live my fucking life.
Yeah.
I'm a grown up, you know?
You make your own decisions.
I'll take many out of the little hole. I'll take one out of the many hole. Because I'm punk rock.
That's right. No fucking rules.
No. No fucks given.
Anarchy. Pure anarchy.
Okay? Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes I take one out of the many hole.
Mm-hmm.
Anarchy.
That's anarchy.
That's anarchy right there. I know. No government. Shitting me?
Government.
No need.
Don't need it. Don't need it. Fuck capitalism. Don't need it. So, last week we did a very popular segment, Tinder Garden Cops.
Yeah.
Where we police the Tinder dating app.
Yep.
And we find all the good ones, all the bad ones, and all the funny ones, and we swipe them.
Yep.
We're going to swipe on them. Anyway, there's one that we missed that was submitted, and I just wanted to cover that real quick.
Yeah.
Rather than waiting till the next big batch.
Who knows when that'll be?
Who fucking knows, dude? You never know with us. You know, we're keeping you on your toe. One toe. You're going to be doing pirouettes till the next time you hear us spinning around. The name on the bio is Herpes Goddess.
Okay.
A beautiful woman that happens to have herpes, HSV2, which is my favorite variety.
Yep.
For some reason, she's got a picture, a leaf emoji next to it. Maybe she got it from a leaf.
Maybe
she was chewing on a leaf. I'm in love with nature, great movie, TV, and combining butter and olive oil. What? Why would you mix butter and olive oil and then just eat it like just drink it like that?
Yeah, just talking about on pasta.
Oh, both
soup. Put butter in my soup.
That's dedication. That's dedicated to the craft of butter mixing.
Yeah.
But that's what she loves to do. You know, she put that right in her bio here.
It's no big deal.
Herpes Goddess. Yeah. Matter of fact, I do have herpes.
Cool.
So.
That's all right.
I have herpes so bad, or so good, so big. I have herpes so big that I'm the herpes goddess. I may as well have invented the thing. So, we're big proponents.
Big.
And fans of Ghost Adventures on Travel Channel.
Understand.
Zach Bagans, the king of the ghosts, likes to go ghost wrestling or ghost fighting. Basically, he yells at ghosts.
Yeah.
And hopes to pin them into submission.
Hopes to trap every ghost someday.
He's going to trap them all. He really hopes to fuck a ghost.
He has fucked a ghost.
He has. That's right. But I think that was his, that's what motivated him the whole time up until that point. And then afterward, he's still recovering. He still brings it up all the time.
Yeah.
That time he fucked a ghost. I'm not making that up. He said, he didn't say those words, but he's like, I had an intimate experience with a ghost in this hotel room last night.
It's like having sex on ecstasy. You just, you know, it's just never the same after.
Yeah. Yeah. You're always chasing a new high.
Yeah.
And that's what he's doing. So he wants to have a, 3, 4, 5 way with ghosts.
Yeah.
So.
And who can blame him?
And then eventually he's going to get into an autoerotic asphyxiation with ghosts.
If he's not already.
Yeah, he probably is. And then he'll become a ghost by accident.
Yeah. Do you think when he becomes a ghost, he'll be in his own haunted museum?
They're going to put his glasses on display. He's already told them to do that.
Okay.
And then he's going to be inhabiting them. That's why he got bigger ones to fit his soul. He has a big soul.
His glasses are just a big trapper keeper for his soul.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, he does have a haunted museum in Las Vegas, and he's always collecting all kinds of weird shit that he thinks is of very, very spooky.
Oh, yes.
And then he puts them on display. And I would think if this were a real deal, you put all these, you know, ghosts in one building with constant security cameras, you'd see anomalies left and right. And they'd post them left and right on the internet.
Yeah.
So I don't see what's going on there. Unless they're making a big montage, a compilation.
Yeah. Sometimes they get EVPs. That's evidence.
But anyway, he bought a new thing for his haunted museum.
What do you get now?
I think it was a couple weeks ago. He got a Satan guitar. Big Satan guitar.
Was it the one Dave Grohl played in Tenacious D?
No. He bought the... okay, so this was on the 12th that this article came out in Newsweek. Zach Bagans buys $666 satanic six string.
Okay.
Haunted guitar that supposedly killed a teen. A terrifying artifact is currently in transit to Zach Bagans' haunted museum. Bagans is now the owner of a supposedly haunted acoustic guitar that could have been involved in the death of a teenager in 1979. I don't play the guitar very well, but you can rest assured that I will most definitely play this instrument and see if anything happens to me.
Can he play guitar?
Well, he just said he can't play it very well.
He's just going to play Iron Man on it?
Which means, yeah.
Smoke in the water.
I was imagining Disturbed, just any of them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if he was just like, and then his heart stops because it's Ghost.
I hope he does it on the Halloween special this year.
That'd be awesome. Bagans purchased the guitar, the brand of which is unknown since the logo has been removed. You know, it's a fucking Squire.
Washburn. BC Rich.
What's the cheap one there? Like the one that I have. Johnson?
Johnson.
Yeah. Johnson? Yeah, it's a Johnson.
It's a First Act.
Yeah. Reverb's listing included the history of this instrument. So apparently the seller was given the acoustic guitar by the mother of this deceased boy whose spirit now inhabits the guitar. The seller listed the instrument with a warning to the future buyer, please use extreme caution when conjuring the phantasmic spirits that seem to be channeled through this iniquitous instrument. There's a picture of it. It's very spooky.
I want to see. Okay.
It's standing up all on its own in the middle of a deserted road. Spooky stuff. The original owner of the guitar was said to be... When they say was said to be, just stop listening. You could. I mean, unless you just, you know, want a good story. But it was said to be a 13-year-old boy who was rumored to be a Satan worshiper. Which, I don't know. I've never met a 13-year-old Satan worshiper.
No. He carved Ozzy onto his fingernails. Yeah. His fingers. Not his fingernails.
No, he did the nails. He wouldn't
too.
Commit really to the flesh yet because he's only 13.
Yeah.
The listing mentions black magic, devil worship, and more before noting how the guitar was possibly involved in the boy's untimely death. His death has
definitely
never been solved. But the calamitous kid was found lying on his bed with this guitar draped across him, apparently electrocuted. Even though this is an acoustic guitar.
Does it have an electric port on it?
Not that I can see. No electronics in this bad boy. Just Gauss.
Maybe he had one of those like pickups that you just plug in. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Just a malfunction.
I feel like I wouldn't see those very much.
I also feel like that wouldn't kill
that
you.
That couldn't electrocute you. No. Yeah.
He was just shredding too hard.
Who knows? Maybe. I think probably just none of this is real.
Yeah, you're probably right.
That's probably it. But
there was no 13-year-old boy.
No. It was a 58-year-old man, and he died of natural causes.
Yeah.
You know?
The kid gave himself an Aussie tattoo. It got infected. He died.
Yeah, it happens.
Big deal.
By electrocution.
Kids die from stick and poke Aussie tattoos every fucking day in America. All right. Yeah.
He was using, you know what?
What?
The needle he used for that, he did have hooked up to his phone.
Yeah.
So that it vibrates to the beat of the music. You know, like those things that people put in their pee holes?
Yeah.
He was using that. Okay. So that's where the electricity came from.
I got you. All right.
So now he's dead, and Mr.
He'll never play Iron Man again. No. They don't allow that in heaven.
No, no, no. And also, there's no stairway from heaven.
No.
So he's never coming back.
Brutal.
The owner decided to sell the guitar because of the haunted activity it seemed to bring. I've heard the strings discordantly ring out despite no one being near the guitar.
What?
Further, on three occasions, I put the guitar in my bedroom closet only to find the guitar on my bed when I return home and I live alone.
What?
What?
Is this a guitar and Ouija board?
Yeah.
What?
It's a portal.
It's a portal.
The final straw occurred when I saw the guitar levitate out of the trash can I had somberly placed it in.
Oh, man.
So, trash guitar. Didn't want to live in the trash no more.
I broke that guitar in half. Guess what? Next morning, fully intact, sitting right in my den.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right in my man cave.
And it played Don't Fear the Reaper all on its own.
Yeah. Oh, it did. And then.
What?
Iron Man.
Yeah.
Smoke on the Water.
It knows a lot of Deep Purple, though, definitely.
Yep. It also knows the Simpsons theme song.
Oh, okay. That's the real mystery. For Bagans, it's the first haunted musical instrument he has in his collection of morbid items. And that's saying a lot. He has some impressive artifacts from serial killers like Charles Manson and even Jack Kevorkian's Death Man. We know. The unique guitar will fit right in because of its heavy, rumored past.
Rumored.
Rumored, yeah. I was really blown away by the story behind the guitar and how the seller got the guitar directly from the boy's mother. Because of that provenance is why I jumped as fast as I could to buy the guitar. I was literally driving in my car when my phone started blowing up about the guitar for sale and was shocked when I was able to buy it.
What's shocking about that? You're going to be shocked once you play it.
Whoa.
Bum, 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 bum.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. So you can see it in person at Zach Bagans Haunted Museum later this year.
You see a person at a Zach Bagans Museum, please.
Because the musician who had the guitar experienced so much with it, including it levitating and playing by itself, I will display it securely at the Haunted Museum for close observation.
Okay.
Of course, the Haunted Museum security cameras are ready to capture any freaky occurrences that follow the guitar to its new home.
I want to see some video of this guitar. I want him to do like a 24-hour stream of the guitar.
Yeah. Prove that.
Prove it.
Prove that.
Challenge you.
Yeah. Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain. If it's a right-handed guitar, though, that won't work. Jimmy's true. Also out.
Jimmy, not Jimmy.
Jimmy Neutron. He can't play it. But? You know who can play it?
Who?
Probably
Don Bonvomi.
Robert Johnson.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Probably. You gotta.
They should summon Robert Johnson.
Right.
Come play this guitar.
Yeah.
Meet him at the... Bring the guitar to the crossroads.
Mm-hmm.
Bring a Ouija board.
You gotta have a Ouija.
Summon the Robert Johnson.
Yeah.
Give him a guitar as a gift.
Give Johnson a Jackson.
Give Johnson a Jackson.
Or wait. Give Johnson a Johnson.
Give Johnson a... Wow. Johnson and Johnson.
Johnson and Johnson.
That's why people are getting blood clots.
Blood clot.
Wow. We solved the mystery.
It's a Satan.
We're fucking monster detectives up in this bitch.
Well, yeah. You know what's more horrifying than monsters or ghosts?
Snakes.
No.
What?
Sex.
Gross.
Yeah. We're devout Christians here at the Cool Parents Podcast, and we do not condone the use of pornographic material on your pussy or your cock.
Nope.
We can't use it. Don't want it. Not interested, because the big guy, Christ.
Yeah.
He don't like it. He's not into butt destruction.
Nope.
He's not into witch's tit.
Nope.
He's not cool about really anything fun.
No, he doesn't like fisting.
No, he hates that.
Doesn't like it. Mm. Not one bit.
Yeah. He's not going to participate in dung war.
No.
That's for sure.
He doesn't like dildo shit ass.
Yeah, lump stuff, none of that.
Lump stuff, lump hump.
Yep, no lump hump.
He doesn't like that. He
won't fuck with that.
Doesn't like hair jobs.
Emo.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
froggy style, horsey style.
Doesn't like foot stuff. He doesn't like when watching ladies crush watermelon with their feet.
Right.
Or men, for that matter.
He doesn't like dig.
Nope. Doesn't like dig.
He's not into dig.
He doesn't like Duke Nukem cosplay. He doesn't care for it.
I do.
I do too. That's the only
that's
thing.
That's the one thing I had to give up that I joining can the church.
Jack off to.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, well, before we do that, on 420, Jose Canseco tweeted, "Happy 420 to everyone except Alex Rodriguez."
Okay, yeah.
Just came up on my phone.
That's an important update.
So I just want to let you know, just a quick update.
Or maybe that's an umpdate.
Umpdate.
Like, yeah, you know?
Because the umpire.
Umpire.
And baseball.
Baseball.
Baseball. Baseball.
America's pastime, baseball.
I'm going to baseball game. Red Sox. Baseball.
Baseball. So what we do is we send out our followers to, because we're not going to get our hands dirty here.
No, I don't have to delete my cookies.
No, I like my cookies right where they're at.
Yeah.
So we have our people go out on the internet and snatch up some of the nastiest fuck filth that you can find in the text form, the comments on Pornhub.
Not a problem at all.
So they've brought us back some specimens. And we're going to get right into it.
All right. This first one comes from Big Dick Milo 6969.
I'm familiar with Big Dick Milo 6969.
Yeah. So he says, "Don't let this distract you from the fact that Mr. Krabs sold SpongeBob's soul for 62 cents.
Is that factual?
Yeah. 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 Oh. I never saw the episode, but apparently I wouldn't put it past old Krabs.
Krabs. Yeah. A lot of SpongeBob references.
That's the only one I saw.
I mean, just in general.
Yeah.
What I've noticed is a lot of people being kind of depressed on there.
Yeah, a lot lately.
Like a lot lately. And I don't know if it's like a joke. I'm sure some of them are joking and some of them are not, or I don't know. But it's weird. It's just like, it could be like some kind of anti-humor or trolling that I don't really get.
Yeah.
Or people who are like, just like, I don't know what is life? Why am I alive?
I mean, a lot of those I see on, I don't see them, but yeah, people see reported, on other videos is the same comment.
Right.
Like that same one a lot of times.
Yeah, they're repeated.
Yeah, and I had one earlier about Call of Duty. Someone was talking about Call of Duty.
Oh, I had one. I think I took that one.
Yeah, and then I decided not to because I saw it on, or my people saw it on multiple videos.
Oh, it was still good though.
It was good. But so. I delete. Okay.
Yeah, so that's the trend right now.
Depression. You know, depression's in, baby. 2021.
I guess. And then a lot of people who are like, I'm single.
Yeah.
A lot of incels who are just mad or sad. Probably both.
Hmm.
And they're like, why am I on here? It's like, because...
You like jacking off.
Because you jack off a lot.
Who cares?
Well, you don't want to do it. Jesus cares.
Don't.
My boy G's, he doesn't like it.
Just say, if you jack off, you got to say about 1,500 Hail Marys.
Yeah, it's a pretty big exchange rate.
But, you know, it's worth it.
Yeah, once in a while, you know.
Yeah.
On a blue moon, have a cigar, jerk off. Right. You know. My first one's nice and simple, quick and to the point.
Okay.
It's from Gianni.
Gianni
37, who's very extravagant. Gianni. And he Gianni. Said... He say to you, he say, I dream you.
I dream you?
I dream you.
I dream you.
I'm Gianni and I dream you. Is it you?
Is it you that I dream?
I dream you.
I'm certain I had dreamed you before.
Are you the one from Dream?
Are you Dream?
Do you dream me?
Gianni.
Gianni.
All right, I like that. This next one's from Hat Nice.
Hat Nice, okay.
Hat Nice.
Yeah.
On our Lord Dale Earnhardt's name, her body is insane.
That's a rhyme. That's a couplet.
Yeah, I like it.
Dale Earnhardt is a Christ figure, for sure.
Church of NASCAR. I've been there.
Junior.
Right.
Right?
Any of them.
Any Earnhardt?
Any one of them.
Well, my next one's from Wild Orton.
Okay.
Who said, very sexy. Who is the female camera woman? The one who pees on felony at 420.
On felony?
Yeah. At 420.
Hmm.
So 420 of this video, I'm guessing the camera person was doing a piss.
Yep, that's what sounds yellow. Like. On someone named Felony?
I guess, is that what that is? I guess so. I guess that's a person.
Hmm.
A person who gets pissed on.
Hey, to each their own.
It's sterile. Fight Club.
Fight Club?
Yeah, they said that in Fight Club. Brad Pitt.
Bob Pup.
Brad Pub.
Bob Pup.
Rob Pop.
Bob Pop. All right. This next one comes from I Love Dilfs Much.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Dilf. That's
Dad, I'd like to fuck. Yeah, Donnie, I'd like to fuck.
I guess, yeah.
Donald.
Dick.
Dick.
Dick. Dick, I'd like to fuck.
Dick, I'd like to finger.
Oh.
Dilf. okay. I love Dilfs Much.
Do I like says. Finger? Yes.
She said, fuck me like I'm famous. I said, okay.
Okay.
It's UH.
She said
dash KAY.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
She said, fuck me like I'm famous. I said, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Colby. Fuck me like I'm famous. Wait, she said that?
Yeah.
So she said, how do you fuck somebody like
they're
famous?
She said, fuck me like I'm famous. I said, okay.
How do you fuck somebody like they're famous, though?
Just regular.
Is it different?
No, missionary.
Oh.
Yep.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
After you got to marry him first and then you fuck him.
Oh, okay.
Got missionary it. Position.
Right.
That's it.
Well, my next one's from Chun Fong Chu.
Okay.
Who said, okay, this is one of those rare ones that is hard to say because it feels like it's inducing a stroke.
Yeah.
But I'm going to read it. Exactly as it's written, keep in mind, all lowercase, no punctuation.
Okay. Okay.
Make a lot videos, girl, fuck in shorts, spream on thigh.
Spream.
And girl hold dick.
Okay.
At the end, full dick feel, do not want manhole. Dick at the end, make a lot of video, blonde, big tit.
Honest criticism there.
It almost felt like a lot like that was some kind of search engine like tags or something, like somebody's trying to optimize for search engines.
I don't know about that.
Trying to get all the keywords in, like big tit, blonde, whole dick. Make a lot of videos, girl fucks in shorts, spream on thigh,
spream.
And girl hold dick at the end, full dick feel, do not want man whole dick at the end, make a lot of video, blonde, big tit.
You know what my favorite type of pornography is?
What?
A spream in shot glass.
Spream in a spoon.
Spoon spream.
Spream. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
This next one comes from Bryn Kaderevu. Okay?
Okay.
I still dream hoping someday you finish coming on her feet and then she cleaned up with her mouth. I would die happy after that. What a great feat. Why a great woman. Congratulations for both. And thank God you guys are aware of the fact about her toes. Keep it going.
I'm so glad you're aware of the fact about her toes. Fuck girl.
Fuck girl. I have a day off. Why a great woman.
What was it before? Why a great woman?
I'll just read it. I still dream hoping someday you finish coming on her feet. And
yeah,
then,
it takes a long time.
And them. She cleaning up with her mouth. I would die happy after that. What a great feat. Why a great woman?
What a great feat. Why a great woman?
Congratulations for both. And thank God you guys are aware of the fact about her toes. Keep it going.
Thank God.
Thank God about her toes and about what a great feat.
Great feat.
Why a great woman?
Congratulations on great feat. Great woman. Okay. Well, my next one's from Squirt Girl 777.
Okay.
God, how I would need three cocks inside me. This video is beautiful. She has aged well. Would love to meet her in real life and lick that asshole clean.
That's reasonable.
So nobody can lick an asshole clean except for like God himself.
What about a bidet?
An asshole is always filthy.
What about a bidet?
Unless it's holy water coming out of that bidet.
That's all I use.
Yeah.
To wash my whistle.
Yeah. I fill my whistle up with holy water. High power, high pressure.
High pressure.
That's how also how she loosens up to get three cocks inside her.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem at all.
Yeah.
Once you do that.
She has aged well. Like a cheese or a wine.
What else ages well? Dunes.
Dunes?
Yeah.
I guess.
They age well.
Sure. Yeah. Benjamin Button.
Ben Button.
Yeah, he's good at
Ben Butt.
Benjamin Butt.
The curious case of Ben Butt.
Ben Butt.
Ben Butt got bed bugs. All right. This next one comes from, this is a twofer, by the way.
Okay.
Okay. This one comes from Naked Man 13. You are so beautiful. Your stunning breasts get to enjoy the attention they deserve. Mm-hmm. So sensual the way you started out playing with them. Your pussy is so hot, tight, and beautiful. Mm-hmm. You are such an amazing erotic woman. And then possibly Neighbors, who I think made the video.
Yeah.
Said, that's so lovely to read. Thank you as always, Naked Man 13. And then three.
With the heart? Heart kiss or just regular?
Just regular with lips.
Just lip.
Lipstick.
All lip, no hat.
Sure.
Okay. Well, my next one's from Pinky Banks.
Okay.
Very hot video.
Video.
Am so horny.
That's it?
That's a simple one, but it's...
That's hey.
It's art.
Gets the point across.
Very hot video.
Very hot video.
Am so horny.
I am so horny. My
no, I am so horny.
I am so horny.
No, I.
I'm so horny.
I'm so horny.
I'm so horny. My boner throb.
Oh, wait. I read it wrong. Shit. Okay. Shit. I fucking missed the best part.
Fuck.
Very hot video. I'm so hungry.
Hungry. Okay. I'm so very hungry.
Oh, you made me so hungry with your foot.
Foot.
Foot, girl. I have a day off. I am hungry.
I know. I'm glad you know the fact about your toes.
What is this character?
I don't know. I like it though. This next one comes from Inchy Finchy. Inchy Finchy.
Okay.
This is also a twofer. You could fuck her mouth, ass, pussy, thighs, but you chose her hair. There's no way what? That feels good. What the fuck?
What the hell?
And then Very Happy Chaos responded, even ear would be a better choice.
Even ear
would be better choice.
Why you fuck her hair when you can fuck her ear?
See, remember I said hair job earlier?
Yeah.
A real fucking thing, apparently.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is there more than one?
I only saw, I didn't see it, but someone told me about
it. Did you watch it?
No.
Oh.
But I read the comments, and yeah, the guy fucks a lady's hair, apparently.
Whatever works. I feel like there wouldn't be enough resistance to do much. But also, Barry Habidio, so honry.
So honry. It makes me so honry when she fuck her hair.
Am honry.
I am honry.
Okay. Katie NSB 91 says, I have bigger tits, don't you believe?
Yes.
I have bigger tits, don't you believe? Don't you?
Me?
Don't
of
you
course
believe?
I believe.
Do you believe in tit?
I believe in the tit.
Bigger tits. Do you believe that she has bigger tits?
Yes. I take her word for her.
And then she says,
it.
And then she says, try me free.
Try me free.
Yeah. Free trial.
I also, there was
on her tit.
There was another comment that I almost grabbed, but I didn't. But it was like from unknown, and it just said, fuck my snap. And there was no link.
I saw that.
I almost chose it, but I didn't. Fuck my snap. You can get me free. You believe I have big tits?
Big tits.
I'm hungry. I have a boner. Okay.
Do you not believe?
Do you not believe?
Huh? Do you believe in hungry?
Do you believe I'm hungry? Huh? What a great feat. Okay. This next one comes from Captain McNutters, who says, suck the nut out of him like he was a fucking Capri Sun.
Yeah, till he's flat.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
That's all.
You gotta stab him first.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or a Kool-Aid jammer.
Right. Well, then you twist it.
No.
Right? Oh, no, you jab that one.
Same way. Same way.
That's right. That's right. Okay. This next one's the one you mentioned about Call of Duty that was posted everywhere. This one's from VawaSock87 or 870. With my Hiroshima hand, I just had an atomic nut.
No.
Post-nut clarity hit like a truck. What kind of truck?
F-150.
Ford? Yeah. I don't want to live my life with regret. I'm broke, don't got many friends, and lost my girl. All I have is my dream to be the next COD god. Please look up SMG Skull 22.43,000 subs on YouTube. The Hub community is the most supportive group of people. I know that for a fact. Probably not. I'm sure there's more supportive groups out there for you. Please sub if you enjoy the videos. I'd personally rather watch gamers' cheeks get clapped instead, HBU.
No, not me.
No, not about me. Cheek.
Okay, bitch.
I do not want to watch gamer cheek get clapped.
Cheek.
I'm not looking up SMG Skull.
I'm not going to do that either.
No. I think that... pass.
Don't like COD. Not a big fan of COD. I don't like the game. I don't like the fish.
No, me neither.
I'm waging war against COD. The fish.
Yeah, it's an infinite war. Infinite warfare.
Warzone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so this video...
This video. Yeah.
The thumbnail of it was a woman picking up a man for a 69.
So
my next two comments are from...
Impressive.
Well, this is a two for here, and then the next one is also
impressive
from that,
for anybody to
from
do
that,
that
video. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That takes
very
a lot
strong,
of strong.
Very strong. Very strong.
Big strong.
So Angry Driver says, I clicked this link to laugh, but now I have a boner. And then Full Metal Jacket 140 says, well, I have ever done this in dream. I know somebody was... taking me with levitation technology.
Oh, yeah.
And a very tall girl was licking my ass.
Uh-huh.
But I never saw her except when I opened my eyes.
Ah, okay.
I had a boner with a creature, not human, not
that's
animal.
That's a succubus.
Half-half, but very female.
Half-human, half-animal?
But very female.
Very female.
Strange.
Half-human, half-animal, all girl.
Yes.
That's a succubus.
Yep. Well, it's an alien.
It's a succubus.
Succubus.
Yeah, it's a succubus.
It's a succubus. Okay.
Or sleep
plain
paralysis.
Simple. Succubus.
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 Incubus.
But how do you explain the levitation technology?
Succubus have a levitate. I didn't say it wasn't an alien.
Okay.
They can be both. Aliens have ghosts too.
Aliens have succubus too.
Aliens have succubus too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they also have porcupines and
leopards.
Yeah. My next one's from Big Man Hot Man.
Big Man Hot Man.
Hi, guys. I have feeling for a girl, and I'm trying to get the balls to ask her out. I will ask her out on a date on Friday and go to a restaurant. Wish me luck. If I don't reply back within Friday, I have gotten her.
Okay.
But if I do reply within next week, you know what? Period.
He's failed.
You know what? Wish me luck, boys. Have a great one watching without me, hopefully. I found this one to be interesting, Big Man Hot Man.
Did Big Man Hot Man reply back?
No.
You know why? You know.
He killed himself?
No.
Oh.
He said, you know. You'll know.
You know what?
You know what?
That's what he said. I don't, Big Man Hot Man.
You don't know what?
I don't know what.
He won her heart.
He got her.
He brought her Kelly's roast beef.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Loaded her up with a bunch of fucking scallops.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Worcestershire?
Sure. Then they went down the cove. They got plastered.
Mm-hmm. The rest was history, and the rest was you know what.
Did some fucking burnouts in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. The garage.
I don't fucking care. Took it off the jump on the roof. Just like GTA Vice City.
Yeah, GTA 3 had that too.
They all got it.
Yeah, so, and apparently once you get a girlfriend.
You'd no more jack off. You'd no more jack off, please.
No, never jack off.
Duh. Simple.
I've always been told, do not jack off until you're married.
Yeah. Even then, frowned upon.
So this is a little contradictory.
Yeah.
Emphasis on dick.
All right. This is my last one.
Me too.
Okay. So it's from the same video, the lady lifting up the man for 69.
Love that.
This is P-Town Smoke.
P-Town Smoke.
P-Town Smoke.
P-Town Smoke.
This is from Mr. P-Town Smoke.
P-Town. You ever been down P-Town?
No. Never been down to Cape.
P-Town is cool.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
That's a cool zone. A lot of smoke. A lot of smoke down P-Town. P-Town Smoke. P-Town Smoke. They got the best smoke.
Smonk.
Yeah. OG Kush. So forth.
Okay, so yeah, it's from that video. Big, strong lady. Huge monster lady.
Big monster lady.
Monster detective lady.
Yeah.
P-Town Smalk says, all I can think when I seen her handle him was, me want snoo snoo. Remember I referenced
right.
that like a
yes,
couple weeks back?
That's right. The Amazons on
Futurama.
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 Futurama. Futurama.
They want snoo snoo. Death by snoo snoo. Okay.
Snoo snoo.
Snoo snoo snoo.
My last one is
snoo snoo. I want to fuck a bender. Fry.
My last one's from Analyzed.
Okay.
Which is a great name.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to our Nintendo Switch contest winner. I'm a rhino. I don't know what the contest was, but I'm sure they earned their Nintendo.
I'm a rhino?
It's I-M-M-A and then all caps R-Y-N-O. I'm a rhino.
I'm a rhino.
I'm a rhino.
I'm a rhino.
I have a day off.
I have a day off. I'm looking to play some Switch.
You want to be my Mario brother?
You have such a nice feet. Okay.
Fuck girl. Yeah,
fuck girl.
Okay.
Okay.
So, we talked about Zach Bagans earlier. Let's talk about a little more Ghost Adventures and a little more Ghost.
A little more Ghost.
A little bit fucking of Ghost.
You can never have too much fucking of Ghost.
No, I love Ghost. I like to pack my house wall to wall with Ghost.
Doom, doom, doodle, doom, 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 doom. Yeah. Boop, 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 boop.
Mm-hmm.
Boop, 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 boop.
Mm-hmm.
Ghostbuster.
Ghost.
Ghostbuster.
Ghostbuster.
Cut
it.
Raymond Stantz. Ernie Hudson.
I know. Yes. I know.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. Pete Fickman.
Anyway, on a new episode, an otherwise pretty underwhelming episode of Ghost Adventures, the second to last one that was on Discovery Plus, they interviewed a guy who like lived next door to the spooky house they were going to go investigate.
Yep.
And
there was an attachment there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. He didn't seem smart.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
He seemed like a little bit of a doofus.
Okay.
Just based on the interviews that we saw. And he may very well have been on drugs as well.
Yeah.
It was a very awkward interview because they were also social distancing. But he was very much convinced of ghosts. And to the point where he spent $10 on an app for his phone to speak with ghosts and figure out what was in that house.
Yeah.
And he name dropped the app.
What's it called?
Necrophonic. It's a ghost hunt app. It's just like the ones that, you know, it mimics the shit that they do on the show with the spirit box, SB11 or 7.
Yeah. Zach got very upset with him for trying to communicate with ghosts. Only he can communicate with ghosts because he's professional.
Right. He has the training.
You have to have at least 10 years as a DJ under your belt in order to communicate with ghosts.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah, Zachurate.
Zachurate. Yeah.
Bitch.
So yeah, he hadn't been a DJ before in his life. So
he doesn't even know what music is, to be quite frank with you.
No, he listens to Skinnards.
That's music. That's real music.
That's real music, yeah. So Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people went to the Play Store, like, or the Apple Store, whatever, immediately to look this app up.
I know I did.
And saw that it cost $10.
I didn't go any further than that.
And stopped. But this guy was convinced that an app could do this. Not just that humans can communicate with ghosts, or that ghosts even just exist.
Yeah.
That's all obvious to him.
Ovulous.
That's all ovulous to him. And he had no problem dropping that 10 bones that he worked hard for.
No, no problem at all.
To communicate through his Samsung Galaxy S6, I'm guessing is what he's using.
Yeah. What do I got?
You have an LG G7 ThinQ.
Think.
Yes.
I don't like it. I'm over it.
You've had it forever.
Can't even keep a charge.
Yeah. That's what happens to cell phones.
But what I'm saying is I need a new phone so I can contact a ghost.
A ghost.
Oh, my ghost.
Yeah, this one's going to take a lot of high power energy, CPU energy.
Okay. Let's fire her up.
So, and a little background. My house is 120, 115 years old or something like that. At least most of it. There's this addition that's from the 90s or something. But the rest of it is a historical structure. And that means that who knows how many people died here.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were probably wearing period garb, you know? Not like clothes that you wear when you have your period, but like...
No, I
understand.
Okay. Yeah, which is, that's, you have to be wearing old-timey clothes to be a ghost.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Ghosts don't wear leather jackets. That'd be fucking sick if they did, though.
Yeah, only ghosts of Didi Ramon.
Yeah. Okay, so let's fire up Necrophonic and see if we can talk to any of the old inhabitants of this house that may still be lurking. Necrophonic. Okay, so it's got set a few settings. First of all, the menu screen is pretty excellent. Look at that.
Oh yeah, that's what I saw when I checked the store.
Yeah, it's got a couple of pentagrams on it. Actually, one of them's a Star of David in a circle. But anyway, there's a start option, there's an echo option, a reverb option, and a white noise option. So let's start by just trying start. Okay. So, for the record, this is listed on the App Store as ITC application for spirit communication and EVP research.
Okay.
So, that tells me that it's a multifunctional device, a Swiss Army knife sort of app for ghost hunting. So that first one there, judging by my knowledge of ghost equipment, that I've learned from watching Ghost Adventures, that is, I think, simulating there's one that jumps between different randomized sound clips and shit. Polterpod, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
I think it's the Polterpod that does this. So this is similar to the Polterpod.
Okay.
And I think it just pulls these random like vowels and like little clips and that are supposed to randomly go together, and the ghost can manipulate that and put it together to make it say whatever it wants.
Yeah, ghost spell good.
Let's try this again. Are there any ghosts here? Any ghosts sleep here today? Any ghosts awake here today?
Yes.
See?
Oh my God.
Spanish ghost.
Is this the ghost of Bobotina?
Bobotina? Are you here with us, Bobotini? Yes. Yes. How many ghosts are here? Four.
Wow.
How many ghosts are in this room? Four.
Eight. Two.
They're multiplying. They're all coming now. We've opened a portal, so they're all running to the portal, and they're like, hey, what's good with it? We're still here.
Tell me your name, Goss.
Mino Pipi.
I heard Mino Ninas.
Mino Ninas. Mino Ninas, how old are you?
Are you a little boy? Obviously.
Mino Ninas.
Mino Ninas, how old are you? Three.
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 Three. Mino Ninas, do you mean to harm me? What?
No.
Mino Ninas.
Mino Nini.
Mino Ninas, you will stay away from me and my family. Are you only the Judas effect?
Mino Ninas, do you like me? I don't know. I didn't get anything there.
Yeah.
Let's try it again. Mino Ninas, what you think about?
Ice.
Mino Ninas, do you watch me shit? No. I don't blame you. Blood? Yeah, I do shit blood.
Wow, he knows.
Wow.
Mino Ninas, are you nice or are you Mino? Mean? No.
I guess you can't really judge. Like, if you ask somebody if they're mean, they're going to say they're not mean, but they could still be mean. It's maybe a ghost, but it's still a person. So. Wakanda?
Mino Ninas, please let me speak to Bobotina.
Bobotina, come back.
There's Bobotina.
That was her.
See? Bobotina! Como esta la biblioteca?
Yes.
Yeah. Where's the library? Yes. Is it okay for us to laugh at you, spirits, or are you going to get mad? Because we're laughing with you. So maybe that means they're in on the joke.
Yeah. Bubble Tina, what's your favorite music? Simpsons. Bubble Tina, what's your favorite song? Green Sleeve?
I don't know.
Backstreet Boy.
Let's see if we add echo. That sounded wet.
Wow.
Bibotina, who else, who do you live with here that's also a ghost?
Brain?
Brett? Nice. The Lacey. They wear lacy clothes because of old time.
They sound like they're in the same dimension as Baba Chaga.
They might be. Maybe he's a ghost. A ghost. A caveman ghost from outer space. Tame.
Sexy. Wow, this place is lousy with ghosts, huh?
They just won't shut up, these guys. Is that you, Bobotina?
Earwig.
Oh.
That's how she died.
An earwig. Bobotina. You know that you're not stuck here. You can leave anytime you want.
Yeah, that goes for you too, Momonichi.
What was that?
Don't care.
Don't care. Okay, so you're just here to fucking party.
They either said don't care or donkey.
Donkey. Either way, they're partying Shrek with fans, us. Yeah. Bobotina, or anybody, this one's for anybody. Do you have COVID on the other side?
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys like Don Baby at all?
No. Asshole.
Oh. Let's try reverb.
What do you think of the name Jesus Christ?
Momo?
Did you hear a Satan?
Yeah.
Ask again.
What do you think of the name Jesus Christ?
Momo.
Oh, sounds like somebody's like coming. Maybe somebody's really into Genghis in a sexual way.
Two.
One. Big snout. Do a white noise, Michael Keaton. All hips. Bobotina, what is hell like? Momonichi.
Dopaninas. What do you think about in the afterlife? Bobocini, are you a Hagrid?
Soapy Dolpus. Do they have Beach House in hell? The band Beach House?
What?
A Beach House! No.
They're still here. You guys into vaporwave? That's a yes. Oh.
That's them playing vaporwave.
That is vaporwave. Can you see the future?
Yes. What's the future for me? Bobotina.
With? You're going to get wide.
What did that say?
I don't know.
Blaine?
Shit.
Went wild.
Bobotina, what's the future going to be like for me?
Uh-oh.
Penis? I heard penis.
Penis.
Bad?
Bad?
Okay.
What about my future? Maybe I don't have a future. Do I have... What's in my... Tug? What's in store for me? Sick, yeah. It's gonna be sick.
Momo Nina, do you think I will ever have a good day again?
Yep.
Momo Nichi, am I depressed?
Yes, that was a clear one.
Yes.
Milk?
Blue.
Oh, old school. They're big on old school. What's your favorite Ferrell movie, dude? No, he wasn't in that.
Push.
Shit. Squirt. Do you think we're stupid? Do you like our podcast?
Derp.
Yeah.
That answers it, yeah.
That's about right.
So they are fans.
Yeah. Leave us a review, Gauss. I'm just going to let them play while we finish out the show.
Chichi Dolpus, please, you will like my podcast, please?
Yeah, Chichi Bonus. Get online, get on your sites, give us a good rating and review.
Beepicino!
Dude. Can you promote our podcast?
Oof. No.
Okay, no.
That's ask them if they know
strong no.
If they know Dee Dee.
Do you know about Dee Dee the cat?
Yes.
That sounded like a cat.
Please put me in touch with Dee Dee.
Dude. And Justin.
Wow. Dee. Let me talk to Dee Dee, please. I want to hear her meow.
I heard a cat.
Put the cat on the line. Meow, meow.
Who is it? That's Dee Dee's voice. Somebody's on the phone for you in the portal.
Dee Dee?
She's like, who is it? So anyway, thanks for listening to our podcast, the Cool Parents Podcast, of course. If you like it, share it with your friends.
Yeah, why not?
And follow us on Instagram.
Yep.
What's that?
At Cool Parents the Band.
You hear that, Bumbo Nietzsche? And also, get in on our Patreon at the ground floor, pretty please. Get on in there. Patreon.com/coolparents. $3, $5, don't matter.
Don't matter.
It's cheap. It's only a little bit fucking of bucks.
Yeah, we'll contact the dead on there.
Yeah, we'll do more. You can actually tell us questions to ask Bobo Nietzsche. And we'll do it. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'll exploit my connection to the other world.
Yeah.
For money.
Yeah.
So get on in, Patreon.
Yep.
We got a Mighty Ducks commentary coming pretty quick. That'll be out. That might already be out by the time this one's out. Who knows? But maybe not.
Probably.
Maybe. It'll be soon, if not. Mighty Duck, whole movie commentary, Go Bombay, and so forth.
Go Bombay. Josh Jackson.
Josh.
CoolParents.co.
That's our website, CoolParents.co. Send it to all your buddies on your buddy list.
Yep.
And what am I missing? I'd like to thank the ghosts who participated today.
Yeah, shout out to Momotina.
Thank you, Momotina, for participating.
Bocinicho.
Botinanti. Oh. Fart. So anyway, that's it, right? I'm not forgetting something?
I don't think so either.
So, yeah, I appreciate you very much. Thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Boy.
And I'm Bobo Nina.
Bobo Nina.
Fuck the world.
Bust a nut. Okay.
Moose.